It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Welcoming back our friend Jamie Scott to KCSN. Welcome back, my pal.
Thank you very much for having me, man.
It's good seeing you again. You were very busy since we last saw you. Relentless touring. You also did a lot of songwriting, not just for yourself, but for others.
Yeah.
Let's pick up on the fact that it seems that Jamie Scott likes to keep himself busy. True?
Yeah, I mean, the thing I've always thought is that, you know, when you're writing for yourself, you have a, you make an album, if you're lucky, every 2 years, you know, if you're successful and you're lucky enough to, after you've toured it and blah, 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 you've made a new record. So most albums is, you know, I've always had 10 to 12 tracks. I write way more songs than 12 tracks every 2 years. You know, that's basically it.
Is that something that it's a discipline, or is it just you feel like writing songs a lot?
No, I just love writing songs. I mean, I've never really thought about it. I mean, I've written a couple of songs that since I finished this record. Well, I've written quite a few songs, but I've written a couple of songs since I finished this record that I kind of wish that I'd put on this record, and then that they'll wait for if and when I do another record. And but the writing I do for other people, I've very rarely had a situation where I've written a song for myself and someone else has cut it, and it's felt like, you know, I've given away something that I should have done myself. So I don't know why that is. Maybe when they're written with other people in mind. I mean, I did the Story of My Life One Direction song, and that sounds like a folk song, really, when I wrote it, and when we were in the room, and it sounded like a folk song. You know, when One Direction did it with a big production underneath it, it sounds like a pop song. So that would have been a record I could have, you know, definitely.
Well, but I don't think in that particular case, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a concept known as paying the bills. And
no, well, exactly. This is the thing. Actually, it's funny enough, because one of the songs I did in my set today was a song called Unbreakable, and that has been... That's probably the only track on my album, apart from Gold, which I also did, that has been heavily wanted to, you know, a lot of people wanting to...
Solicited?
Yeah, and a lot of people wanted to cut. But the thing is, I just felt like, you know, I wanted it for my record. And I think that, but something like, yeah, as you say, it is, it's nice having one of those songs, because you don't worry about too much for a couple of years, you know. Finds it hard to trust someone. She's heard the words, cause they've all been sung. She's the girl in the corner. She's the girl nobody loved. But I can't think about you every day. You can't listen to what people say. They don't know you, baby. Don't know that you're amazing. I'm here to stay. When you lose your way and the fight is gone, your heart starts to break and you need someone around now. Close your eyes while I put my arms above you and make you unbreakable. She stands in the rain just to hide it all. If you ever turn around, I won't let you fall down now. I swear I'll find your smile and put my arms above you and make you unbreakable. Cause she's the girl that I never had. She's the heart that I wanted bad. The song I heard on the radio that made me stop and think of her. And I can't concentrate anymore. And I need to show her what her heart is for. It's been mistreated badly. Now her world is sadly falling apart, falling apart. When you lose your way and the fight is gone, your heart starts to break and you need someone around.
turn around. I won't let you fall down now. I swear I'll find your smile and put my arms above you and make you unbreakable. You need to know that somebody's there all the time. I'd wait in line and I hope it shows. Can walk away till your heart knows that it's beautiful. Oh, I hope it knows it's beautiful. When you lose your way and the fight is gone, your heart starts to break and you need someone around now. Just close your eyes a while, I put my arms above you and make you unbreakable. She stands in the rain just to hide it all. If you ever turn around, I won't let you fall down now. I swear I'll find your smile and put my arms around you and make you unbreakable. Cause I love, I love, I love, I love you, darling. Yes, I love, I love, I love, I love you, darling. And I'll put my arms around you and make you unbreakable.
On this record, I think you had the intent of, I'm going to have pure songs and then we'll see what they become.
That's exactly it. I mean, basically the thought process behind this record was basically the, apart from writing the songs, for me, writing a song I can't do unless I'm with a guitar or piano. So that's it, you know, the song's written. But in terms of how the record sounds, it's really the opposite of what we did with Graffiti 6, was where Tommy amazingly took these kind of songs that had been written on the guitar, the piano, and made them sound so different and so big, and the production was just immense. And there's all sorts of, you know, a million things going on, where when you then play them someone on the guitar, they go, God, they sound really good on the guitar. And then you say, well, actually, we wrote them on the guitar. And then, so we kind of knew that they were going to work. This is kind of the opposite, where I wanted to make sure that we just recorded an album. And I had a live band record on the album, but I wanted to make sure we did it in a way that it sounded, you know, like an Elliott Smith record, like a Jackson Browne record, like a Carole King record, where, you know, basically you don't really ever think of the production on Tapestry before the songs. You never think of the production on Harvest before the songs. The production are amazing, and they're some of the best productions of the time, and the best snare sounds, the best guitar sounds, whatever. But you don't really think about that. You think about the songs. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And sometimes when you hear, think about Graffiti 6, because the production is so amazing, that's really what, I mean, when I hear Graffiti 6, I think of this kind of psychedelic sound with, you know, and the songs were there because we wrote them on the guitar, the piano, but this, for me, was, I wanted to make sure that everything sat underneath these songs and you heard the lyrics, and because they're all telling a story, basically. And it's, you know, if I was making a record like I have by myself, and I actually produced this record as well with a friend of mine called Toby Smith, and if I'm making a record and producing it as well, then for me, this is the only way I know how to really do it, because I just want to back up the songs, you know, as good as I can, so...
Used to be a fighter, your heart was clean. Now you're looking kind of stoned, sitting next to me. I guess you know the sorrow when you say goodbye to the woman in your arms, the fire in your eyes. And ooh, child, I know it ain't funny when your wings are breaking up. Oh, love, yesterday was easier, I know. But carry on, Janet, let's go back to the start. When the stars come down, I'll be around to lead you from the dark. Hold on, Johnny, my friend, you're not alone. When your feet don't know which way to go, I'll carry you home. I'll carry you home. Now Johnny was a fighter. Looking kind of sorry, he said goodbye to the woman in his arms, the fire in his eyes. And ooh, love, I know it ain't funny when your wings are breaking up, but oh, love, yesterday was sweeter. When the stars come down, I'll be around to lead you from the dark. Hold on, Johnny, my friend, you're not alone. When your feet don't know which way to go, I'll carry you home, carry you
You know, with getting married and having my first our little boy, completely changes everything. And the warrior in me started worrying about a load of old issues and then not worrying about other things. You know what I'm saying? You don't worry any less. You just change what you worry about. And I think that in this record, all I'm really basically doing is trying to get to grips with, okay, so, you know, this life, you know, you go on this journey and it's quite random if you think about it. You two people kind of from normally an early age, whether you then meet someone later on as well, but you set off on this journey, and I just got fascinated by the decisions we make. And, you know, I don't know, it's a lot to take in, I suppose. And when you really step back and think, God, we just made that, and he, like, you know, and then all these things, I tried, this record is really kind of a fictional story, basically, where I put myself in it, of two people going through life and their journeys and their ups and downs, hence why it's called My Hurricane, and, you know, this kind of whirlwind of life, and just trying to make myself feel better about, okay, it's cool, you know, you're going to lose people, you're going to come and go, but as long as you basically live it the best you can, there's not much more you can do.
How do you see yourself touring? Have you thought about touring on these songs? And is it going to be the band? How are you going to do it?
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start touring definitely by myself, just because it's easy. I can get around places. And, you know, I've met a couple of really great musicians over here that we did a show in LA just for the label, really, just so the label could hear the album. And I only had like a couple of days rehearsal with them. They're amazing musicians, and they heard the album, and I loved it. I loved the way it sounded. So I've kind of got in my head the end game where I'm going to get back to when I tour properly, probably my own tour next year at some point, you know, to really showcase the album. Because when you're playing a whole album, you want the ups and downs. But for the moment, when I'm just playing five or six songs and stuff, I'm just going to play them by myself, and I'm going out on tour with One Republic.
Come on, baby, see me. That should be a reason to fight. And I know, my love, you've had it tough. Do you wanna see the city? 'Cause I could take you there sometime. So get dressed up in your winter clothes. Tell your mother you ain't coming home. I can make you feel alive, darling. Say you wanna take a ride, honey. We could be a hurricane, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Don't you wanna start a fire, baby? You're the only light I need, darling. I can make you feel alright, baby, tonight. Tonight, be my hurricane, be my hurricane, be my hurricane. Your weary heart makes me fight. I wanna see it burn till I can see the angel inside. She's a summer bird who's lost her flight. Oh, come on, baby, turn the night that far behind. We get dressed up and we'll go in style. We forget the world maybe for a while. I can make you feel alive, darling. Say you wanna take a ride, honey. We could be a hurricane, baby, come on, come on. Come on, don't you wanna start a fire, baby? You're the only light I need, darling. I can make you feel alright, baby, tonight, tonight. Be my hurricane, you got the weight of the world on your shoulders. And I know you got the weight of the world on your shoulders. But I can make you feel alive, darling. Say you wanna take a ride, honey. We could be a hurricane, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Don't you wanna start a fire, baby? You're the only light I need, darling. I can make you feel alright, baby, tonight, tonight. Be my hurricane, oh. Be my hurricane. Be my hurricane.
Before we started doing this official interview, I talked to you. I told you about how expressive your voice sounded and how I could feel you feeling the song. So it's been great to have you come back, and we have some time. The single's out now, but the record's not coming till September.
September, I think, yeah.
So this is good. You come back, you visit with us again, you let us know your good intentions.
Sure.
You share your beautiful songs with us. Well, it's been great having you back.
Thank
Jamie
you so
Scott
much.
Joining us live on 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks
Jamie.
Take care.